The measure would mean there could never be a New York City-style limit on the size of sodas in Wisconsin. It would ban any restrictions on calories, portion size, or other nutritional criteria. West Bend Republican Pat Strakota is the measure sponsor.
When I want to go to the movie theater and get that big, you know, thing of soda and the biggest popcorn I can get to have that experience at the movie theater, I want to make sure that I can continue to have that experience and that I don't have government telling me I can't have that experience.
Strakota says she'd heard the cities of Madison and Stevens Point were considering some type of serving size ordinances. The move comes just 2 days after Republicans supported a measure in the Wisconsin Assembly that would only let food stamp recipients spend a third of their benefits on junk food. At the time, Republicans said they were following the lead of First Lady Michelle Obama to encourage more nutritious foods. Racine Democrat Corey Mason voted for that plan, but he said this was an about-face.
It belies any genuine argument that you're making about it being about nutrition and makes it seem as though all you were really doing was going after the way poor people behave and not everybody else.
Republicans say the food stamp bill was different because it involves junk food bought with taxpayer money. This proposal passed on a party line vote. It would still need the full legislature and the governor's okay. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.